We have a special guest here on Eagles Draft Central presented by Deaton Watson, a man who knows what it's like to go from North Dakota to Philadelphia and win in Philadelphia, which is what Carson Wentz is going to hope to accomplish in the next couple of years. The man on the line right now, head coach of the Orange and Black, the Philadelphia Flyers. This man guided the Flyers to the playoffs in his first year in Philadelphia, Dave Haxtell. Dave, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris. Great to be with you.
So, Dave, you even tweeted out congratulations to Carson Wentz this morning. What do you know about Carson Wentz? Certainly, you spent many years in North Dakota. You played for the University of North Dakota. You were a head coach there. Did you hear the buzz about Carson Wentz during your time out there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything I don't know him as a young man personally, but I've been able to watch from afar with everything that he's accomplished, and maybe more importantly, the way he's gone about that, in a real impressive fashion.
Dave, what's the rivalry like between the two schools? You were at University of North Dakota. He was at North Dakota State, about an hour and a half apart or so. Is there a tense rivalry between the two schools?
Yeah, it's a heated rivalry, absolutely.
So in terms of making the transition from coming from North Dakota to Philadelphia, what are some words of advice that you can give to him to help him get acclimated to his new city?
Well, you know, he's coming from a pretty passionate sports base in North Dakota, and he's coming to an extremely passionate sports base here, and no question, joining the Eagles organization here is going to be pretty special for him. But from my standpoint, I think he's going to be just fine. He's a guy that handles himself with great humility, and I'm sure he'll come in here, just keep his feet on the ground and go to work every day, and he'll do a good job, and he'll be appreciated here for that.
Dave, does it take a special breed of person to thrive in North Dakota? We've heard a lot about the intangibles, what Carson Wentz brings as a person off the football field, and it seems like a lot of it is rooted in his upbringing in North Dakota. How important is that to his success?
Oh, I'm sure that's a big part of it. I mean, that's who you are, and that's what you're about. You know, that's the way you were raised, the people that you grew up in and around. That's obviously a big part of who you are as a person. And I don't know Carson personally, and I don't know his family personally. I know the area very well that he grew up in. I know the substance of the people that he grew up with and around, and certainly that's had a pretty, a great impact on who he is today. I've heard so many good things about him as a young man and as a person, let alone obviously the ability that he has.
One of the things that Carson will probably have to overcome at some point is some adversity. He was 20-3 as a starter, won back-to-back national championships. But from your experience in your first year as a head coach of the Flyers, had some struggles there early in the season, but the Flyers stormed into the playoffs late in the season, pushed the Caps to the brink in the first round of the playoffs. What are some things that you could tell Carson about overcoming adversity early on in his career to kind of be prepared for that from a mental standpoint?
Well, the first thing is to know and to understand that you are going to face some adversity, and know that, and I think anybody involved in athletics and really in life, everything isn't going to go your way all the time. But when you're rooted with a good foundation of work ethic, when you know and can trust the people around you, and you trust that you can lean on them, and lean on them for help and advice going through some of the ups and downs. I think those are important things. But, again, at the end of the day, you stay humble, you work hard, and you make sure you stay loyal to the people that are around you, and just continue to go out and do the work and compete at the highest level. Let's be honest. That's what it's about. You push yourself to compete at the highest level every day, and you're going to be okay.
Dave, as a head coach, how much do you appreciate the intangibles, the leadership qualities, the work ethic, those aspects coming to a new team? Because all the assistant coaches, even head coach Doug Peterson, Howie Roseman, they've raved about Carson Wentz and what he brings as a person, not just as a player. How important is that to, as you're kind of, you know, setting the tone, creating a culture in the locker room, and trying to build a championship team?
They're invaluable. The way you conduct yourself, the detail of your preparation every day, your consistency as a worker every day, those things are invaluable, not only to you individually as an athlete, but to those around you that will eventually look to you for leadership. So I don't think you can say enough about those qualities. And those are, you know, those are things that you have to, you got to start on day one, and you have to prove that, that those are qualities that you possess on a, on an everyday basis.
Dave Haxtell, the head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers, thank you very much for joining us here on Eagles Draft Central, presented by Deaton Watson.